Welcome to Cubs Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ray Powell. Batting second. The second baseman, Lloyd Christenberry. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Nixon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walton Cruz. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walter Holke. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Hod Ford. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Kopf. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mule Watson. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Mule Watson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, George Mysel. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third. The second baseman, Zbeeb Terry. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Grimes. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Turner Barber. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hack Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty Krug. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Cheeves. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Virgil Cheeves. And now, play ball. Ray Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Powell reaches second base with a double. Lloyd Christenberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christenberry bunts towards the mound. Cheeves fields it and throws to first for the out. Powell moves to third. One out. Al Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krug fields it and throws to home to get Powell. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Walton Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nixon. The throw from O'Farrell and he is out, Terry applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel hits a pop-up towards short. Ford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Christenberry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Walton Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into right field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walter Holke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krug fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf hits a fly ball into center field. Mysel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Holke scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miller for the out. Grimes moves to second. Two outs. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Christenbury scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Mickey O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Powell hits a fly ball towards right. Barber catches it and throws to first to double up Watson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Virgil Cheeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cheeves strikes out. One out. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 0-for-1 in the game. Mysel hits a fly ball into center field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Hollocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Farrell moves to second. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-1 in the game. Terry hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lloyd Christenbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christenbury is 0-for-0 in the game. Christenbury hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cheeves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Walton Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Krug settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walter Holke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Holke hits a line drive into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0-for-1 in the game. Barber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Christenbury catches it and throws to first to double up Barber. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hodd Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf is 0 for 1 in the game. Kopf hits a fly ball into right field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Neill hits a line drive into center field. Meisel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0 for 1 in the game. Krug hits a fly ball into right field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford misplays the ball. That's an error on Ford. Virgil Cheeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cheeves is 0 for 1 in the game. Cheeves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kopf fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Farrell moves to second. Two outs. George Meisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meisel is 0 for 2 in the game. Meisel hits a pop-up towards short. Ford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Mule Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cheeves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Christenbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christenbury is 0 for 1 in the game. Christenbury hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cheeves fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Christenbury. The throw from O'Farrell and he is out, Hollocker applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hollocker takes first base on ball 4. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 2 in the game. Terry bunts in front of the plate. O'Neill fields it and throws to first for the out. Hollocker moves to second. One out. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hollocker scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barber hits a line drive into right field. Cruz picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cruz. Grimes goes all the way around to score. Barber moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0 for 2 in the game. Krug hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barber scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kristen Burry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Nixon hits a pop-up towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walton Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Walter Holke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Holke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cruz moves to second. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Cruz moves to third. Holke moves to second. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf is 0-for-2 in the game. Kopf takes first base on ball 4. Cruz scores. Holke moves to third. Ford moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. George Stuland now pitching. Mickey O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Holke scores. Ford moves to third. Kopf moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Fred Nicholson pinch hits for Mule Watson. Fred Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ford tags and scores. Kopf tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's Braves, 3, Cubs, 3. Ray Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Powell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Meisel. Powell reaches second base with a double. Kopf scores. O'Neill goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Braves. Lloyd Christenbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christenbury is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Christenbury hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Christenbury for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dana Fillingham now pitching. Cliff Heathcote pinch hits for George Stuland. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Meisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meisel is 0-for-3 in the game. Meisel hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kopf fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-2 in the game. Terry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hollocker moves to second. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Hollocker moves to third. Terry moves to second. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Barber hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Powell, who is chasing the ball. Barber reaches third base with a triple. Hollocker scores. Terry scores. Grimes goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Cubs. Joe Eschger now pitching. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kristen Burry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Tiny Osborne now pitching. Al Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walton Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cruz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walter Holke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holke is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Holke hits a pop-up towards third. Krug settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ford hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tiny Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kopf is called out on strikes. One out. Hank Gowdy pinch hits for Mickey O'Neill. Hank Gowdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gowdy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barber. Gowdy reaches second base with a double. Hugh McQuillan pinch runs for Hank Gowdy. Frank Gibson pinch hits for Joe Eschger. Frank Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Ray Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Hollocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Christenbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christenbury is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Christenbury hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Boston Braves, 5. Goodbye from Cubs Park in Chicago.